Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. We live in a world of increasing interconnectedness. It seems like we are virtually never alone. This is especially true for people like me who are tied to their smartphones. I even have it here at the pulpit recording this homily. We are connected to our family, no matter where they live. Even on the other side of the world. I love to text back and forth with my cousin Raju, who lives in New Delhi, India. But I often forget he is 11 hours ahead of me in time. When I send a text to him on Sunday at 6 p.m., he receives it Monday morning at 5 a.m. He loves it when I do that. We are immediately connected to tragedies, like school shootings or natural disasters. We weep as we watch them unfolding live on television. I know if there are bears or bulls that are roaming the stock market minute by minute. A slip of the tongue by a politician is broadcast not only all over the world, but into each person's pocket. It feels we know what is happening to everyone, everywhere in the world, at every moment. But ironically, people also feel incredibly alone today. In a sense, when we are connected to everyone, we can feel we're not really connected to anyone. Increasingly rare are conversations that last more than a few moments because they happen over a text. It feels like a privilege to be able to talk to someone on the phone. Teenagers experience this isolation and try to get attention by cutting their bodies. They think that now maybe someone will stop and talk to them and give them their undivided attention. I worry especially about widows and widowers who have lost their life partner, with whom they shared everything. They are now thrown into a world in which people share very little, but share it with everyone. Our relationships have become a mile wide, but an inch deep. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah was very familiar with feeling alone, but he also knew where to turn for comfort and companionship, namely to God. He writes, "All those who are my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph." Notice Jeremiah is talking about his friends who have turned on him. Jeremiah could not blame his smartphone for feeling isolated from others, but he became acutely aware that he was becoming increasingly alone in his journey as a prophet. In that isolation, Jeremiah turned to the Lord. Jeremiah's relationships with his friends might have felt a mile wide, but only an inch deep. But in his suffering and isolation, Jeremiah found quality time for God, giving him his full and undivided attention. My friends, may I suggest that you not wait until suffering strikes to spend quality time with the Lord. That is, do not let your relationship with God continue to be a mile wide but only an inch deep, like so many of our other relationships these days. Saint Teresa of Avila, the great Carmelite mystic, taught that prayer was the best way to spend quality time with God. She wrote in her autobiography, "For mental prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us." When you pray, try to turn your smartphone completely off, rather than just turning it to silent. In your conversations with people, allow time for silence. Even if it feels a little awkward, you're just standing there not saying anything. You know what that's called? It's called a pregnant pause. Because that pregnancy can give birth to a beautiful friendship that may be an inch wide, but a mile deep. Yesterday, someone brought a couple of board games to the office to share with the youth group. I kind of chuckled and I said, "The teenagers will scoff at that. Who plays board games anymore?" But the ladies in the office said their kids loved playing board games and it created really meaningful family time. Sometimes the only way to feel more connected to the people right in front of us, including God, is to be less connected to the rest of the world. That is the only way we will overcome our aching loneliness. Praised be Jesus Christ.